It's 8:01. This is KVNF Regional News for Tuesday, March 17th. I'm Patricia Naft. The state Senate has initially advanced a repeal of Colorado's high-capacity magazine ban. It's a pledge Republicans, who now control the chamber, made during the last election. Benta Berkland has more.
Newly elected Republican Senator and former Weld County Sheriff John Cook says the current law, which bans magazines of more than 15 rounds, is unenforceable and unconstitutional.
Who are we to tell people how many rounds they need to defend themselves?
Minority Leader Morgan Carroll of Aurora, who read the names of victims from the Aurora theater shooting, argued high-capacity magazines make the state less safe and are unnecessary.
Which of these people might be alive or uninjured if it were 15 rounds instead of 100?
Democratic House leaders say they have no interest in repealing the ban. Governor John Hickenlooper also suggested he would veto the bill should it reach his desk. I'm Benta Berkland at the state capitol.
After complaints last summer, one Western Slope town may be banning aggressive panhandling. KVNF's Jake Ryan has more.
It looks like the town of Telluride will be implementing an ordinance against aggressive panhandling. Greg Clifton is the town manager of Telluride.
This came about at the end of last season amidst a lot of concern and some outcry from the community. We had quite an increase in panhandling activity last summer. And panhandling and, you know, kind of the transient nature of some of our guests has always been part of the culture here in Telluride, no different than many other communities. And Telluride has always embraced and has protected the civil liberties of our citizens and guests. What occurred last year that brought about the attention was really the nature of the panhandling, the aggressiveness of some of the behavior exhibited, and it was out of the norm.
He says that this new ordinance would set restrictions on panhandling, like banning it at night or near ATMs or bus stops. This isn't such a simple idea, though. Grand Junction and Fort Collins are both being sued by the ACLU for their panhandling laws. Clifton says that they were acutely aware of this and crafted their rules to avoid those issues.
There's a wealth of case law out there concerning this. You know, we're not looking to reinvent the wheel here. We're looking to establish parameters that we think are legally defensible, not going as far as some of the other communities have that, you know, have ended up having to defend those ordinances in litigation. We're hoping to kind of go easy on this and implement some measures that we think are very reasonable. They're commensurate with the small size of our town and not go any farther than that.
He says that if it passes, the law would be in effect before the start of the next summer season. For KVNF, I'm Jake Ryan.
A new report finds one-third of senior citizens who relocate within the United States are choosing to live in Western communities. KVNF's Laura Palmisano speaks to Greg Zimmerman with the Center for Western Priorities, the Denver-based organization that put out the report.
The Center for Western Priorities has published a report called The Golden Rush, How Public Lands Draw Retirees and Create Economic Growth. Greg, what are some of the key findings?
We put a report out last week that looked at data from the U.S. Census, which showed that retirees, folks over the age of 55, are three times more likely to move into Western counties with more protected public lands than into counties with less protected public land. This is a trend that we've been seeing across the West, you know, folks moving from the East and other parts of the West and wanting to spend their retirement years close to protected land.
Why do you think people want to live near public lands?
You know, I mean, obviously there's an aesthetic to living near beautiful places, you know, going for walks and hikes and in a national monument. People are, particularly retired people, are living more active lifestyles than I think retirees did in the past. You know, there was a poll released by Colorado College earlier this year called the Conservation of the West poll. And one of the questions was, you know, which of the following is a factor in your decision to live in the West? And when seniors answered, they answered their top three most common reasons for wanting to live in the West were clean air, clean water, and the environment, healthy outdoor lifestyles, and the ability to live near, recreate on, and enjoy public lands.
So where are seniors moving then?
Seniors are moving to places that have more protected public lands. It's not people just moving to sort of the traditional retirement destinations like Central Arizona or even moving out to Florida. You know, people are living and moving to greater numbers to places like Grand Junction, Colorado, to places like Las Cruces, New Mexico, to places like St. George, Utah. These are all places that have easy access to protected national public land. And these retirees are doing all sorts of great things for the economy. They're creating jobs. Between 2000 and 2010, retirees who relocated in Colorado created close to 20,000 jobs.
That was Greg Zimmerman, the policy director at the Center for Western Priorities. For KVNF, I'm Laura Palmisano.
And finally, Governor John Hickenlooper recently sat down with reporters to discuss how the legislative session is going so far. Lawmakers are just past the midpoint of the four-month-long session. As part of our Capitol Conversation series, Benta Berkland takes a look at what's ahead.
Joining us, we have Peter Marcus, a reporter with the Durango Herald, and Christian Wyatt with the Associated Press. Let's just take stock of where we stand. A lot of big issues to get decided in the final couple months of the legislative session. Kristen?
Yeah, we're past the halfway point, and what's interesting is how little the legislature has done. They've sent the governor very little to sign so far, mostly non-controversial kind of housekeeping kinds of things. They have delayed a lot of big debates on things that they're going to have to take up very soon before time runs out.
And what are some of those delays?
One of the things that they had scheduled recently and then delayed and we still don't have a date for yet are one of the biggest issues of the session, which will be considering reducing the amount of tests that Colorado students, pupils have to take in public school. There's a lot of anxiety, a lot of pushback. The governor specifically talked about that in his State of the State back in January. We still have not seen any serious debate on what that should look like, how few tests students need to take.
And so coming up, the big issue will be construction defect legislation, which has sort of been touted as kind of the centerpiece bill of the legislative session, which tells you a lot about how the legislative session has been going. The issue there is going to be Democrats trying to push it for affordable housing, but some own rifts within their own party on that.
Can you talk about what the legislation would do?
So the construction defect bill would essentially try to curb lawsuits pertaining to construction defects with housing developments, specifically condos and townhomes, by requiring a majority of homeowners to sign off on it and requiring mediation and arbitration first. The hope is that will scale back the lawsuits and spur development. But the argument is, will it really spur development? Is this just an excuse the home builders are using? And that's sort of the fight we'll see as that bill comes up.
Thanks. That was Peter Marcus with the Durango Herald, Kristen Wyatt with the Associated Press. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver, and you've been listening to Capitol Conversation.
Capitol coverage is supported by KBUT and the town of Mount Crested Butte's Soul Train Night, annual dance party and celebration of funk and soul, Friday, March 27th in Crested Butte. Costumes encouraged. Tickets and more at kbut.org.
Stay tuned for Chase and the Tuesday Morning Music Mix. For KVNF News, I'm Patricia Naft.